As some of you might know, if you watched my video, heard my podcast episode, or read my article, wipe coding is not for me. And I explained why in that video or podcast episode. I gave it a thorough try on a live stream. It just doesn't really work for me. I don't know how some people are able to code entire games, or how they at least are more efficiently with that than if you know how to write code. But I cover all that in that video and article. The thing is, I do use AI as a developer. I do use it on a daily basis. I mean, there is a reason why I created an entire course where I teach you how to efficiently use AI as a developer. And by the way, I recently also updated this course here and there to cover some new features or things that changed. Like, for example, GitHub Copilot's relatively new Next Suggestions feature. And that, by the way, is a pretty great feature, and I'll get back to why that's the case in a second. But I am part of that camp of people that believes that AI makes you more productive as a developer, or can make you more productive if used correctly. And that's the part where things get tricky. Now, I'm fully aware of the fact that there are people like the Microsoft CTO or also the CEO of Anthropic that are convinced that the majority of code, or even all the code, will be written by AI in the relatively near future. Now, timelines differ and percentages differ, but there are people that are convinced that this will be the case. And of course, these are people that work at or for companies that, well, in the end, build those large AI models. Specifically, the Anthropic CEO definitely is interested in making AI seem as powerful as possible. But of course, depending on how you measure it, you could absolutely say that in some companies, some scenarios, maybe on average, even across the entire community of developers, you could argue that maybe 50%, 60%, I don't know, of all code is already generated by AI. Because every time you hit tab when some AI suggestion comes up, for example, when using GitHub Copilot, you are, of course, technically letting AI write that code. Now, to be perfectly fair here, I guess if you measure it like this, it would also be honest to say that before AI, we also already used autocompletion, just not AI-powered, very smart autocompletion, but we used autocompletion too. And therefore, in that time, we probably also didn't write 100% of the code ourselves, but maybe just 70%. I don't know the exact numbers. But either way, AI is, of course, writing some code today already, and that number may increase in the future. And you can, of course, discuss whether AI will replace developers or not, and how much code will be written by AI. That's not really what this video is about. I personally am still convinced that AI will not replace developers in the near term, and that there will be lots of demand for developers in the future too. Now, I am aware of the current macroeconomic situation. I am aware of the fact that AI is seen as a danger for junior developers, but if the argument is that we will always need senior developers, well, then we'll also always need junior developers because those senior developers don't come out of thin air. But again, that's not really the main topic today. Instead, the main topic is AI can be useful as a developer, and I believe you should be open to using it. Now, I'm not a fan of vibe coding, as you know, but I'm a huge fan of these smart AI suggestions and completions. I'm a big fan of hitting tab, 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 tab all the time for flying through my code base and making changes to it. And that's an important part here, making changes to it. I personally find that these suggestions and hitting tab, tab, tab work best if I make a change in one place in my code base, and I then need to make a similar change in another place. Not exactly the same change. I could just select all items that need to be changed and do it in one go. I could do that before AI too. But if I have a similar adjustment, if I add a new parameter to a function, and then in the place where the function gets called, a value must be passed in, These are the situations where AI can really be helpful, and that next suggestion coming up at the point of time where I'm making that edit, that really is helpful, and that definitely makes me more productive. And I would recommend that you do strongly consider using this feature if you aren't already. I guess most developers already are, but that's the most helpful and valuable AI coding feature I can think of. Of course, it's great that AI can also help you build entire features or applications, though we can argue about the quality of those and potential security issues, but that's also great. But I personally believe you are more productive if you know how to code, if you steer the AI and you use it as a copilot. I mean, that's the name of the extension in Visual Studio Code, right? It's a copilot. Use it as such. That is my strong belief here. Now, features I also find helpful from time to time, but not all the time, are this inline chat. If I have like a code block to which I need to make certain adjustments and I'm too lazy to make them myself and I therefore just quickly ask for it, or if I need that regex expression, which I just can't remember and I want it to be generated. In the past, I would search Google, take the Stack Overflow result and copy and paste it in. Now I can ask AI. That's great. That's helpful. That's what I want. Though, often enough, a smart completion, a smart suggestion will come up before I even have to ask. But still, this inline chat is a good feature. And here and there, I will also use Cursor Composer or GitHub Edits or whatever it is named in your favorite code editor. Because sometimes I might want to refactor my code in a certain way, and it might then, depending on the use case, be more efficient for me to use a feature like a composer to describe the changes I want to make and let AI go ahead and make those changes. It's also very useful if I'm working with a language I don't use as often, for example, Python in my case, and I simply forgot how to do a certain thing in that language. Being able to quickly describe it and just throw in some keywords I remember, that can be very useful too. And that can, of course, save me that extra round trip to Stack Overflow or the official docs. So these are the scenarios which I personally find most useful and which I would recommend that you consider using or looking into too. Of course, you can also go down the entire vibe coding rabbit hole if you want to. Nothing wrong with that. Everybody should do what they want to do. But if you're a developer, if you want to stay a developer, if you want to be productive as a developer, these would be my suggestions on what to use and look into. And maybe these are exactly the kinds of things you're already using AI for. And maybe you also get some other things you do with AI, which I did not cover here. As always, definitely let me know below the video. Let me know why vibe coding is the future and why we should all start looking for new jobs. Or let me know what your experience with AI has been thus far.